Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Light Upon Light. Congratulations on birth anniversary of Ali al-Akbar, the son of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And we celebrate this day in our country as the Youth Day because he was young when he was martyred in the event of Karbala. For this occasion, that is the happy occasion that we are in, the Youth Day and also birth anniversary of Ali al-Akbar, we have invited Sayyid Muhammad Muhsin Musawi to give us some information, inshallah, on this happy occasion that we have. Sayyidina, assalamu alaikum, congratulations, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, brother. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praises only Allah's Lord of the worlds. May His peace and blessings be upon the Master of all Prophets and Apostles, Muhammad, and His pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt, special Imam of the time. May Allah hasten His glad advent. Salam to you. And salam to you, our dear brothers and sisters. I hope, inshallah, wherever you are, all is well, and the flag of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. I would like to express my congratulations on the arrival this Youth Day.
Thank you very much, Sayyid. Let's talk first with the epithet Abul Hasan, the epithet of Ali al-Akbar first, and ask you about the personality of this son of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that he is, it's famous that he was very endeared by Imam alayhi salam, and he was martyred in the event of Karbala, and he was young when he was martyred. That's why this day is known as the Youth Day. Please shed some light about the personality of this noble entity and the title and epithet of him, and whatever makes us happy in this happy occasion.
That's right. Ali Akbar was Imam Hussein's son. Mm-hmm. He was not the only son of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, with the name of Ali. All of the sons of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, they were named Ali. Why? Because of being against of those who wanted to stand to eliminate the name and the manner of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in the world. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, chose this beautiful name for his children to say that I have the manner of my father so that I can have this great upbringing for my children to be Ali also. Mm-hmm. This is so beautiful and great. What corroborates it is the technonym of Ali Akbar, peace be upon him. I mean, Abul Hasan. You know, these epithets, these appellations, father of Hasan, doesn't mean that Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, had a child with the name of Hasan. And I gotta say that it should be as a point here that some of our historians and also some of the ahadith, they declared that Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, had wife and also children. As we read in his ziyarah, in Kamilu Ziyarat, regarding to this, the text of this ziyarah, peace be upon you and upon your family and your household and your forebears and your children. It is mentioned there. But it is not important for us to know that he had a child, he had a wife or not. This is important that he was a youth. Mm. He was just 18 years old. What he did was so great, but greater than that is the words and the statements of a ma'soom, of an infallible, about this great personality. Mm-hmm. When he was in the battlefield of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, his father said, Allahumma ashhad ala ha'ula, ushhidu ala ha'ula, faqad baraza ilayhim ashbahan nas. برسولك أشبه الناس برسولك محمد خلقا وخلقا ومنطقا. It means, O God, I hold you witness upon these people here. Mm. Against them, a man has gone to fight who is the most alike among people in appearance, khalq, manner, khulq, and speech to your messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Thank you, Sayyid. So these three features that are very important, that this is an infallible imam saying these features. I mean, he's very similar in these features to the Holy Prophet. And it is, I think, it's very important to think about these words. And I mean, these are not ordinary words from an ordinary person. So inshallah, we'll ask you to tell us some more about these features that Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, inshallah, after a break. We have a short break, inshallah, we'll get back to you again with our special program on the birth anniversary of Ali and Akbar. We'll be in a few seconds.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise for Thy excellent accomplishment and for Thy trial which Thou hast turned away from me. But make not my share of Thy mercy the well-being which Thou hast quickly granted to me, lest I become wretched through what I have loved and someone else gain felicity through what I have disliked. In this well-being in which I pass the day or night should precede a trial that does not cease and a burden that does not pass away. Then set before me what Thou hast set behind, and set behind me what Thou hast set before. For that which ends in annihilation is not great, and that which ends in subsistence is not little. And bless Muhammad and his household.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to Light Upon Light, and this is a special program on birth anniversary of Ali and Akbar and the Youth Day. We have reached to this point that the respected guest speaker mentioned a beautiful hadith from Imam Hussein Ali. So I'm mentioning that Ali al-Akbar was similar to the Holy Prophet from his appearance and also manner and even in his speech. So Sayyid, and if a person is defined like this, and how come those who, the so-called Muslims who were fighting them, did not notice this important point mentioned by this infallible Imam? How is it that they are that cruel to still stand in front of a person with this feature?
Yeah, when a heart becomes all dark with acting upon the demands of Satan, this person can be very dangerous, even more dangerous than a lion in animals. As we see in this world as well, it's not something new, and it was also as the history has ever known to itself. So it all comes from obeying Satan, nothing more. Related to what we said about Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, regarding what Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, أَشْبَهُ النَّاسِ بِرَسُولِكَ خلقاً. Who is خَلْقًا وَخُلْقًا وَمَنْتِقًا, who is the most alike among his people in appearance, manner, and speech to the Venerable Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. How does it come? And where does it come from? It comes from a decree in Quran which says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخَرِ. You have indeed in the Messenger of Allah an excellent exemplar for him who hopes in Allah and the final day and who remembers Allah. You know, in our life, we need exemplar so that we can climb the mountain of servitude, so that we can acquire the proximity and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can be the most honored in the sight of Allah. We all need exemplars. If I want to become a mechanic, just a mechanic for repairing a car, can I do it without an exemplar in my life?
No.
Can I do it without an instructor, a coach, a teacher in my life? If I want to become a professional football player, I should have an exempler, I should have a teacher. God, in His glory, spoke, tells us that the Venerable Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, can be the most perfect exempler for you, can be the excellent exempler for you. So what do you understand from this? This perfect exempler, who became like this in appearance, this is something God gave him. But about manner, about speech, and about logic of Ali Akbar, peace be upon him, who was alike the Venerable Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it shows that the Venerable Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the excellent exempler of Ali Akbar, peace be upon him. Mm-hmm. In these days, and in this world, our youngsters, our youths, they need exempler. Let's study the seerah, the history of Ali Akbar, peace be upon him. We study and we read novels, it's good. I do not want to talk about this right now. But let's put aside, let's put a time, special time for it. Let's adjust our clock, our wristwatch, a special time for a study. For studying the history of these great personalities, especially for our youths, Ali Akbar's history. It's a must for all of them.
And also the coach who made him very similar to the Prophet, who is the Imam.
Sure.
He was his father. And he was brought up in that, let's say, lineage that Imam alayhi salam clarify for him. Many thanks, Sayyid, for your...
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Scholarly elaboration and the, let's say, the issue that we discussed, that is the epithet of Ali Akbar, the personality and the epithet that he has also. Once again, I'd like to offer my congratulations on the Youth Day to all of the youth all over the world, and also birth anniversary of Ali Akbar, the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on such a day. I wish you a happy day today and all your days, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll have one more happy occasion in this month of Sha'ban, that is the 15th of Sha'ban. Inshallah, we'll meet you then. I hope that you join us then again. Till then, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.